All right, so let's I guess should we knock something off and then do some of the leftover questions? I mean,
Absolutely.
we could start with Israel. I mean,
Yeah, let's do that. This is sickening. So the Israeli Knesset, as you pointed out, has passed this law calling for the death penalty by hanging, but only for Palestinians who are convicted of taking a life during the commission of a terrorist act. But of course, it's the extreme right-wing government in Israel that decides what meets the criteria of a terrorist attack and what doesn't.
And this would, by definition, not apply to West Bank settlers who attack and who are terrorists, who are terrorizing and attacking, Palestinians who are locals in order to, just to get rid of, ethnically cleanse them, and in many cases to steal their land.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I mean, basically, their cell, Ben Gavir, was photographed, videotaped. Toasting this passage of this law with champagne. He said, this is a quote, "We will count them, the hanged Palestinians, one by one," he said while laughing.
Yeah.
This is a bloodthirsty government, John. At this point, nobody can question that it's an apartheid state, because this is, I mean, even apartheid South Africa didn't have a separate legal code for whites and
No,
blacks. On
that's
paper,
exactly right.
it was an egalitarian society. It was just in practice, it was they had apartheid. In this case, this is le they're legal they're codifying racial and their discrimination within the areas in their control. And I know what they're going to say is, well, this applies not to Israel proper, it applies to the West Bank. But that's sophistry. They've controlled this
Of
territory
course
since
it
as long
is.
as you and I are alive.
And it specifically exempts settlers who kill Palestinians from coverage. So if you're a settler, you're just some guy from New Jersey who goes to the West Bank, opens fire on some Palestinian family, you're good to go. But if you're a Palestinian who shoots the guy from New Jersey to protect your home from being seized by these American settlers, you're hanged. It's a
And
nice country.
yeah, nice country. So the death penalty was abolished in 1954.
Yeah.
The only exception was Adolf Eichmann, who was
That's
hung
correct.
in 1962. And so basically, I don't know how they justified that, just by saying, well, war crimes are different or whatever. Because if there's no death penalty, I don't know, maybe he was tried not under Israeli criminal law, right? I
Yes.
guess. So basically, this is a country that's kind of been a small L attempt. They said there's been a strong tradition of small L liberalism. The whole kibbutz movement is a socialist movement. I mean, there's no left at all. There's no moderate at all. This is a far, far right. John, how is anyone going to still in the United States? How are the Zionists going to be able to continue to defend Israel? I mean, I know they'll try, but how are
Oh,
they
they
going to do it?
will. They will. They'll try. But it's gonna be one of those disingenuous things, Ted. How can you possibly defend something like this?
It's disgusting.
Can
I
you
mean,
imagine?
equal justice under the law is absolutely, how can you claim that you're a democracy, if the only democracy in the Middle East, if you don't have equal justice under the law?
That's right. That's right. No, there's just no upside to this. There's no way to defend it. There's just no way.
Do you think, what do you think is going to happen when they start hanging Palestinians, which they will? And by the way, this is a mandatory sentence, John. I mean,
Yeah.
like, if you're found guilty of this offense,
Death.
they're supposed to hang you within 90 days. There's a few provisions for a slight delay, but probably not to be granted in most cases. No clemency is possible, right? So later, also, if it turns out that the person's not guilty, got to do the scare quotes for that. Well, there's no take backs. It's not like,
Nope. Nope.
so
When you're dead, you're dead. That's the end of it.
so how on earth are the same people who criticize Iran for hanging political dissidents, how are they going to be able to criticize, defend the Israelis? I mean, it's the same thing.
I can actually easily see how some of these, two camps. First of all, right wingers on Capitol Hill. They view the death penalty as legit punishment, and that it's better, let me rephrase, it's less bad to kill an innocent person than to allow a guilty person to live. Okay?
I view it exactly the other way around.
Exactly the other way. I'm with you. That's the one hand. On the other hand, among Democrats, I think that the most ardent Zionists among the Democrats are going to say, well, you know, terrorism, we don't want another 9/11. We don't want another October 7th.
Or they'll just be like, la, 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 la. Yeah, I can't hear you. Sure. They just won't comment on it.
Sure. Sickening. Absolutely sickening.
James Kelly, thanks for the five. Do you think the new law is because they're losing power, kind of like how the Nazis fast-tracked mass killing before they were overthrown?
That's a good point. I hadn't considered that.
I think it's part of it. I think it's also like when a country is spinning, is going down the toilet, and they just stop caring what everyone else thinks. You know, that's, they're so isolated. They have their heads so far up their own asses and they think like, we're all alone. We can't count on anyone. We have to do things our way. It's the logic of radicalization.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a huge mistake from a Zionist point of view. You know, the Zionists' biggest problem is that they're perceived as being like cruel maniacs. This isn't going to help.
I have to agree. No, this is just going to piss people off.
Want to support the show with style? Go to deprogram.live and check out our merch. That's deprogram.live, or check out the description below. Thanks for watching.